I'm Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Now we're going to talk about an arts organization that's been serving Dalton, Georgia for more than 50 years, the Creative Arts Guild. Their annual festival is coming up September 14th through 16th. We'll talk about that, as well as their mission and their history. Amanda Brown joins us, the executive director of the Creative Arts Guild, and Leanne Martin, the operations and events director. Amanda, Leanne, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
So the Arts Guild, it sounds like it's been around for generations. Exactly how long has it been part of Dalton?
The Creative Arts Guild is 55 years old this year, founded in 1963.
How did it get started? How has it stayed around for so long?
There was a grassroots movement from a group of community volunteers who wanted to see arts come and happen for their children. The carpet industry brought a lot of high executives into Dalton from all over, but many from the Northeast area, New York City and surrounding areas. And as those families moved in, those families wanted the same experiences for their children culturally and artistically that they would have had in the larger city. And so they founded the Guild.
What sort of arts do you do? Is it just theater? Is it visual arts? Is it all kinds of different things?
We have five educational departments. We have visual art, dance, gymnastics, music, and culinary arts is our newest addition.
Culinary arts.
That's right. We opened a culinary arts teaching kitchen and classroom this summer, and we've offered our first classes there. But in addition to the educational departments, we also have three galleries rotating with rotating exhibits year-round, something new every month, and a new gallery opening once a month. We also house about a sculpture garden, the Robert T. Webb Sculpture Garden, and it's open to the public all year long, and it has a guide-by-cell service so that you can come and have a self-tour, but we also offer docent tours as well of that beautiful collection, really, from all over the world.
Oh, and we have a festival. There's that. And that happens each year for on the third weekend of September, and that's happened for 55 years also. It's the same age as the Guild. We started way back in 1963. And so festival has grown and changed, but basically we have the same thing. We have artists showing their wares. We offer experiences in all the arts disciplines. We have music, we have dance, we have the visual arts and fine arts and fine craftsmen in our outdoor artist market. The three galleries inside that Amanda talked about also have our indoor exhibit. So we have about 100 artists represented for the weekend.
Is the festival a big fundraiser for the Arts Guild?
Yes and no. Yes, we're a nonprofit. So yes, everything we do is at the end of the day, hopefully a bit of a fundraiser, but it also is a mission driven activity. And so our mission is to support artists and to bring artistic experiences to our community. And that is a big part of that. So we have visual artists, and then we have a stage with regional and local musicians in all different genres.
So we're opening on Friday night with a preview party, which is the only ticketed piece of festival weekend, and it's $55 a ticket. But that covers your opportunity to have the first preview and purchase option for all of the art, including our outdoor market. And we have cafe lights and a jazz band, really nice atmosphere to kind of kick that whole weekend off. And again, that's the only a ticketed part of the weekend. The Saturday and Sunday, September 15th and 16th, are completely free and open to the public. And then one of the things we've tried to highlight newly this year is our Children's Hill area. We've always had one, but we're doing a new twist on that this year.
Is it for children or by children?
It's for children. Okay. Everything is designed with children in mind. And we've really tried to up the educational and interactive elements of that area this year by working on a multicultural experience. So each kid that comes will receive a passport, and they will take their passport from booth to booth or from country to country. And as they visit Germany, United Kingdom of Great Britain, China, India, and Mexico, they will experience different arts and crafts of those countries, maybe some learning about the dancing or dressing in traditional garb. And as they complete all of the activities at each booth, they get the passport gets stamped. And then also every 45 minutes, we will have a highlighted country that comes into the middle of the area and does a performance.
And recently you did something pretty interesting on social media. You had kind of a campaign. It sounds like it started out as a bit of a mystery, a sort of a stealth campaign. What was going on with that?
Well, that was a new exhibit that's opening in November that worked with a social media group called Dalton Things that kind of has...
Like Stranger Things?
Like Stranger Things. So a little bit looking at a lot of the things happening in Dalton with a little bit of a satirical lens, but working together with that social media group, trying to develop an exhibit that celebrates who Dalton is. So are you with us, our friends? You know, answer the call, come be with us and celebrate all that Dalton is. So we will have that exhibit up through the week of November, and then the first week of November, that Wednesday as well, we are having a kind of an art performance night. And really trying to draw into question, you know, the boundaries of what art is and inviting people to bring in performance art and installations that really question, you know, bring a lot of things to question, but also highlight and hopefully, again, with the same satirical kind of tone, some of the things that happen in Dalton that as a Daltonian you love and can identify with, resonates with you in some way.
The Arts Guild, is it for artists who literally live in Dalton, or is it more just regional?
The Creative Arts Guild is a regional arts facility as well. It's a multicultural center, and it was the first multidisciplinary art center, community-based art center in the state of Georgia when it was founded.
Wow.
So certainly starting on a very regional platform, and over the years as part of our mission of bringing arts to the area has been fulfilled, we have certainly seen more arts organizations pop up, which we see as a great success factor of the Guild's original mission and story. So we've, you know, started to shift ours because that piece has been fulfilled. And now we see a little bit more of an importance to be a hub of arts and culture for the whole area, to be a resource to the other arts organizations that have been formed, so that people can think of us and that they reach out to us for any kind of support, artists, so that we have a gathering place for artists so that they can come and see us as a resource to find work, to network, to get some feedback for the work that they are doing in other artist communities. A lot of times as artists, you work alone in a vacuum.
Yes.
And it's nice to have some collaborative time with other artists as well. So kind of bringing those groups together. And with that said, I mean, there's been some great partnerships formed. We're celebrating 50 years of one of our longest partnerships with the Owen Jonas Foundation, which takes artist residencies into schools. So, you know, focusing on that part of early education and really touching every student in our whole area, because we work with three different school systems and then also more non-traditional educational areas and institutions. So that piece, and then also offering performances and exhibits throughout the year, dance. We have a full-length ballet now with a full orchestra that we started 3 years ago. So we're going into the third year of that, and we were able to take that into the field trips this year. So really trying to bridge the gap, not only for early arts engagement, which was kind of one of the original missions, but really about lifelong engagement, about really trying to cultivate an audience and an energy around arts in our everyday living and celebrating the natural parts of that through the culture that we have.
The artists you're working with, is it a lot of people who are doing art professionally? Is it more people who they've got a day job and this is what they do on the side?
We certainly see a lot of both. We have the artists who this is fully 100% what they're doing. And then we also do have the ones that are working and then this is their passion. And they're able to piece a life together, marrying the two. So we certainly see the full gamut and a lot of amazing talent just really right here locally and also regionally.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Amanda Brown, the Executive Director of the Creative Arts Guild of Dalton, and Leanne Martin, the Operations and Events Director. Their annual festival starts September 14th. More information about that is online at creativeartsguild.org. I'm Michael Edward Miller for WUTC.